It was Roger's idea. In a spur-of-the-moment, first day of spring celebration, we'd pick up Nash from school, head out to the marsh, and spot some kites. It wasn't ornithological hubris to assume we could see both the swallow-tailed and the snail-eating sort on the wing, even though both birds are generally gasp-inspiring, even to seasoned watchers. The day was perfect, brilliant, dry, with just the tiniest shiver of chill in the breeze. The location was, too, Harn's Marsh in Lehigh Acres, the one place I know in Lee County that all but guarantees a kite sighting. I'd had no luck with the man-made kind on my last attempt. A couple of Saturdays ago, I brought one to a birthday party Nash was invited to. Held in a wide-open park on a windy day, I thought it'd be perfect, but failed utterly, ending up twine-tangled and stuffing the crumpled kite into a trash can. Technically, the marsh is merely a man-made water retention area, 530 acres of shallow wetness into which the Abel Canal flows and from which the Orange River meanders to the Caloosahatchee. But don't tell the birds. Snail kites love it because of the abundant escargot, and at this time of year, swallowtail kites swoop and flicker along its long fringes of cypress and pine or glide like winged runes above its wet prairie. So we tumbled from the car, swiped on some sunscreen, and headed out. Rock doves skittered along the path in front of us before we got too close, and they rose in a whirring cloud. A small squad of ducks floated in formation until Roger sneezed, scattering them skyward. From the willows, a limpkin creaked mournfully. Glossy ibis stalked the shallows like sharp, animated shadows. No kites. We walked on, saw otter tracks, snake tracks, and bobcat scat, maybe. We saw emerald and aquamarine dragonflies. We watched a honeybee nuzzle deep into a milky bidens flower. No kites. We walked along wet fields of nodding spatterdock, next to floating mats of water hyacinth, past slash pines robed in Spanish moss. Roger plucked a single creamy water lily so we could examine its luminous petals, the crew-cut tentacles of its saffron center. No kites. We picked our way through the tall grass to the water's edge, then stepped in. Slipping and slogging through fudgy mud, we came to the channel's central ridge, paved with the tarnished silver of generations of tiny freshwater clams. Flittery swarms of gambusia dodged our steps, and Nash made a few unsuccessful grabs for water beetles. No kites. Back up on dry land, we each dumped a handful of sand, shells, and who knows what from our shoes. We took a few swigs of iced tea and turned toward the car. We had a bag full of fresh zucchini and yellow squash waiting on the kitchen counter. We had a bottle of Prosecco cooling in the fridge. And we had a perfect spring night ahead of us.